Before AI can help your business predict demand, accelerate growth, inform decisions, automate tasks, reveal insights, generate content, you have to trust it. Introducing WatsonX Governance, helping you govern any AI as data, models, and policies change so you can scale it responsibly. Let's create AI that begins with trust with WatsonX Governance. Learn more at ibm.com/governance. IBM, let's create.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
On with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now on Zoom from the new movie Land of Bad. My man, Milo Ventimiglia. Welcome back to the show, brother.
Thanks, Mario. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. It's nice to see you. Before we get into it, I gotta tell our listeners what just happened. Milo and I, at the same time, did not know, took off our readers as we were about to jump in this interview. You know what? I'm done struggling. I like fought it for the longest time, and now I have them everywhere, like in the car, in the office, in like everywhere I go, I got readers, right?
So that was my biggest question was, how many pair do you have and where exactly are they? And then how often does your wife move them?
Ooh, well, I have them. My wife doesn't move them because I also have them in her purse, or I should say purses, because when we go to dinner, the worst is when at dinner, the menu, it's dark already. And I'm like, honey, we'll get into that point.
No. I'm already there.
You're there. I love it.
I started needing readers at 38. I'm 47 this year. And it's like, no, I've fully invested.
Oh, you've been there. Oh, okay.
Oh yeah. Okay. Yeah.
All right. It's all right though. It's all good. Congrats on the new film. Land of Bad. What's it about?
So I play an Army Special Forces guy who's got a team comprised of Luke Hemsworth and Ricky Whittle. And attached to my team, I have a Air Force Joint Terminal Attack Controller, JTAC, played by Liam Hemsworth, who is talking to our Eyes in the Sky drone pilot, played by Russell Crowe. So we have the
cool cast.
Great cast. You got the five of us all working together for a reconnaissance hostage recovery somewhere bad in the world. And we're just, just kicking some ass and high action movie.
That's my kind of flick. Where'd you film it?
Shot it in Australia.
Oh.
Of all places. Oh, man, it was wonderful. I mean, the Hemsworth boys, they're from Australia. Russell Crowe's from Australia.
That's right.
So, the film and all, it kind of made sense to go down there, and get a couple Australians to play a couple Americans. And there we go. Make a movie.
Oh, the irony. How's your shooting? What'd you get to shoot?
Pretty good. This one, I think I was just had an AR.
Okay.
HK. And then a sidearm. The sidearm I was carrying was a Glock 19. But my capabilities are pretty good.
There you
like
go.
I spent a bunch of time with a lot of guys and gals in uniform and have a lot of friends, Army Special Forces. I've blown up doors with them and jumped out of planes with them and done a lot of like heavy weaponry and stuff like that. So you know, but also for the movie, you know, it's fake. So I don't have to like be on target. Pull the trigger.
Yeah, but you look like you know what you're doing. Your father served, right?
Yeah, my dad's a Vietnam vet. He was in Vietnam. Yeah, I did two tours over there, came home, got out of the service, met my mom, and just started a family.
Oh, that's awesome.
That was his road, yeah.
Good for him. Is this true, also in the works, a biopic about the author of Lord of the Rings?
Oh, wow, dude, that's some deep diving. Yeah, so,
that's what we do.
So a while, it's not active development, but a while back, my partner Russ and I, we were developing something about J.R.R. Tolkien.
Yeah,
and you know his time in the service, in the war, and what he was doing and up against it was inspiring his storytelling from Lord of the Rings. Yeah, wow, I haven't heard that one in a while.
Oh, wow, that's and he was like a very spiritual man, right? Like a devout Christian, and that'd be fascinating, Okay,
World War One. So
wow, Milo, we're coming up on the 30th anniversary of your first IMDb credit, an episode of Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
That was 30 years ago. Holy
what,
dude, you wait, hold on. But here's the question. Were you filming right next door?
Yes, I was. You knew that? Wow. Hey, yeah. You got a good memory.
Because I remember, man, when I was a kid, it's like, of course, you know, I was stoked to be on Fresh Prince, but I was also like, I'm in the same building where they filmed Saved by the Bell. Holy I was stoked. I was super stoked.
Dude, that's amazing. Oh, I'm going to bring this up later on Access for sure. That is funny. That's funny. You know, and I've said this to you before, I've always loved you as Rocky Balboa Jr., my one of my favorite speeches of all time. Did you get to spend any time with Burt Young back in the day?
I did, man, quite a bit. I was really sad to hear about his passing. You know, I think that kind of like quietly went a little unnoticed in my world, but you know, what I saw was this, you know, guy who had come from some tough surroundings, but yet he had this big, beautiful heart of an artist. And, you know, we'd enjoy ourselves. We'd laugh about a lot of different things. Like, I think I was 27 when I was doing that. And I was talking, I remember being on set, talking to one of the PAs, you know, I can't remember her name, but she was just there on set all the time. And she was a very, very attractive woman. And then I finish my conversation and I would turn around and Bert's like, talking to my girlfriend? No, Bert, I'm not, Bert. That's my crew member. I'm talking about, you know, what's for lunch or something like that. He's like, don't be talking to my girlfriend. And, you know, he was just kind of busting my chops being a kid on set. But I mean, what a warm, warm human being.
I love that great
guy he is. Yeah.
That is awesome. And congratulations on the recent nuptials. When did you tell
Thanks,
that?
Man.
It's hard to do that these days, being in the position you're in without anybody sort of finding out about it. That was like a covert operation. How'd you pull that off?
It pretty much was, man. I mean, you know, we kept it quiet. Those that were there was, you know, a really small group of family and close friends. And we just did it quietly. And luckily, nobody bothered us on the day. And we were able to kind of hang on to it for ourselves for about 6 or 7 weeks before we you know had to put something out there saying, hey, this happened. And then, you know, you get followed around by the paparazzi for like a week, and then they kind of leave you alone because what are you doing but going to dinner with your wife or you know, going on a walk with your wife and your dog. It's like, okay, these guys are really not exciting. But yeah, no, we were able to have a really special day and a really, really nice time, and it was wonderful and beautiful. And you know, I'm just as a man, happy to have arrived at that point where, you know, I met my match and have a really wonderful partner, my wife, Chara.
That's awesome. And how old are you again, Milo?
47 this year.
See, perfect timing too. I too got married a little bit older. And I think once you're a little older, more mature, you got your act together. It's so much better. It's so much better. So welcome to the club. Welcome to the club, brother. Land of Bad is the movie, and it's in theaters now. Be sure to check it out. Milo, thanks for hanging out, and I'll see you in a little bit.
Yeah, see you in a little bit, Mario. All right,
brother.
Man.
Bye.
On with Mario Lopez.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
You know that feeling when you walk into your home, take a deep breath, and feel new? Well, that's what it's like to use Clorox Scentiva. Because Clorox Scentiva smells like coconut, cleans like Clorox, and feels like energy. It'll elevate any cleaning routine to not just clean, but also make every room smell like a tropical coconut getaway. Discover how Clorox Scentiva's powerful clean and refreshing scents can transform your space. Get yours in coconut or other fabulous scents at a nearby retail store.